Welcome to the Friday, August the 15th episode of Briefing with Butts. This is our fourth episode of the 2025-2026 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 15 minutes. That's right, we've upped it to 15 minutes to listen each week. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, shines a spotlight on the great things happening in our schools. All right, let's dive into the highlights from another great week in Wayne Township. We kicked off the week with our second, yes, the second late start Monday. We're hearing a lot of positive feedback from staff about the collaboration happening in our buildings and want to thank all of you for putting in so much time and effort to make those late start Mondays a success. On Monday evening, our school board had several recognitions, the Child Nutrition Director Brittany Joyner and the Child Nutrition team for their recent Lunch Trailblazer Recognition Award, really recognizing the amazing things our Child Nutrition team is doing to meet the needs of our students in all of our schools with their various nutritional needs. Also, the Indiana Council for Exceptional Children Teacher of the Year, Jessica Green, formerly of Sanders School, now working with students at Wayne Preparatory Academy. Congratulations to Jessica. And this year's grand finale winner of Wish TV's Golden Apple Award, Karina Brasino of Westlake Elementary School. Congratulations to Karina, another one of our kindergarten teachers, doing amazing things for some of our youngest learners. This week's straight-A drive-thru events also continued. We were at Rhodes, Chapel Glen, Stoutfield, Maplewood, and Chapelwood Elementary Schools. Lots of schools to get to, and yet we have more to come. So stay tuned for those straight-A drive-thrus as we celebrate students who earned straight A's for the entire 2024-2025 school year. We also had a busy week with cohorts 1 and 3 participating in NISL, which stands for the National Institute of School and Systems Leadership Training, on Tuesday and Wednesday. And on Wednesday evening, a group of about 50 staff members, students, parents, community members, and business leaders gathered to start building the profile of a Wayne learner using NCEE's Designing Systems That Work framework. Well, I just mentioned several acronyms, so you might be asking yourself, what is NISL? What is NCEE? What in the world is he talking about? Well, we brought a very special guest to us from all the way on the West Coast, actually down in Florida, to come up here to Indiana, residential faculty at National Institute for School Leadership and the National Center on Education and the Economy, Yvonne DiMattia. Welcome, Yvonne.
Glad to be here.
So glad to have you. So you are one of the facilitators for the National Center on Education and the Economy. Talk to us a little bit about these acronyms. Give us a little bit of your history so our audience understands who's working with our school leaders in the district.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I have to go back quite a ways to my own experience as a early teacher because I grew up, like many of your educators here in Wayne Township, I grew up in Duval County Public Schools in Jacksonville, Florida. I grew up as a teacher and my entire career in very different leadership roles at the site level as well as at the district level was in the same place. So it was really interesting to really see the system from so many different perspectives and roles. And it was early on that I actually came into contact with the National Center for Education and the Economy while I was still a teacher. And that was very important because I was actually at a crossroads in my life where I was deciding whether or not to stay in education. And there was some really important struggles that I was going through as a teacher to really make meaning of and sense of what is the purpose of schooling? Why am I here? What impact am I having? How does this really make sense for me and the students and the families and the community and the future? Mm-hmm. And I was really helped along by National Center for Education and the Economy, came and started working in a pilot form of NISL with our district. And we first encountered the leadership and systems research that has been the cornerstone of the National Center for Education and the Economy.
How have you seen, so you mentioned that early iteration of the National Institute for what used to be school leadership, now school and systems leadership, as that has transformed. How have you seen that change during your time with NCEE, going from when you were first a participant to now being a facilitator?
Well, I know that when I was first a participant, the focus was on transforming schools.
Okay.
So looking at the school as a system, and over the past 2 decades, it has really translated into how do we look at the whole system, because schools are also not isolated mm-hmm. entities. They're mm-hmm. working within a system, and then the district is working within a system. And it allowed them to also look at what the blueprint shows us is the connection between policy and practice and how all of this has to, you know, all the bridges have to be formed so that we can start bringing those two closer and closer together.
You know, I listen to you and I think about when I was a pre-service teacher going through college, thinking about what I wanted to do as a teacher, and never in my life would I have believed or understood all the nuances that truly intersect to create great systems of education in throughout the United States and throughout the world, quite frankly. And that's what you're bringing to the MSD of Wayne Township.
Yeah, and I think that the blueprint, which is a distillation of the 4 decades of research that the National Center for Education and the Economy has to offer the United States, is really, it captures that, right? This idea that there's so many different aspects of a system that we have to pay attention to, and the blueprint brings those all into laser-like focus so that we can kind of think about them, unpack them one by one, but then also be constantly reminded of the mm-hmm. interdependent nature of all of these different aspects of our system.
So I met individuals from NCEE about a year ago, and as we were researching through the Lilly Endowment Grant, what we wanted to do to truly impact the MSD of Wayne Township well beyond when the dollars dried up. How do we create capacity? How do we look towards the future? And so through that research and through the discussions that ensued, we chose to have 5 different cohorts of leaders, about 148, going through the National Institute for School and Systems Leadership. We are working through a Designing Systems That Work process, that DSTW process that we began this week, looking at the profile of a Wayne learner with about 53 of individuals who are various stakeholder groups. And then next year, as we look forward, we'll have, over the next 4 years, actually, 810 of our teachers who will probably be going through Teaching for Effective Learning, which puts some of this research-based and really looks at our teachers working together in triads and biads to do action research. Have you ever seen, and I know that systems typically do this in chunks, but this is a pretty big undertaking for the MSD of Wayne Township to do so much in such a condensed time period.
Yes, it is, and it's ambitious, but it's also, I think, very laudable that it's taken it on in such a systematic and well-thought-out way. I think it's very deliberate on the part of Wayne to think about this in terms of how do we begin to build capacity among our leaders. So the National Institute for School Leadership really takes that research of what is working in high performing and fast advancing educational systems around the world and helps us to begin to think about it, understand it, and apply it to the systems that we're leading here uh-huh. in Wayne Township. And so I think that that's a really valuable thing, because we're building the capacity of the leaders, and in your case, you're looking at leaders sitting in many different seats in your system, to develop a shared understanding and a shared vision uh-huh. of what would that actually look like.
Yeah, so we truly identified, of course, we knew we couldn't do all of our leaders, which is why we have future cohorts of NISL coming up in years 3 and 4 of the grant. But we identified teachers, leaders in the classroom, leaders in the building, leaders at district level, not only in some of the cabinet-level positions, but throughout district-level leadership, to truly look at how we change systems and how we improve leadership opportunities from our teachers all the way up to the superintendent.
Yeah, and I think that reflects one of the key components of the blueprint, which is the distillation of this research that National Center for Education and the Economy has been doing for mm-hmm. 4 decades. And that is that we have to really learn how to join forces to make sure that the learners are all thriving. And I would say that not just the students are thriving, but everyone in the system is thriving, because if we're going to be an effective system, we're all learners. Mm-hmm. We're all learning. So you're creating the conditions for leaders to learn, for students to learn, and for us to join forces with our community to really think about what is the purpose of schooling and how do we create these conditions together, because we can't do it all by ourselves.
We're only in module three. There's 12 modules, and we're only in module three right now. We started this summer and have been doing a module a month. I think there's a month that we're skipping because of standardized testing and schedules, but over a 13-month period of time, we'll do 12 different modules. We've been focused a lot on systems. Why? Why so much on systems?
Well, as I shared in our session today, systems are designed perfectly for the results that they're producing. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times what we see is that here in our country, we're dissatisfied with the system as it is. And we've been striving for decades already to try to create something new. And oftentimes that new thing ends up being a program or an initiative or an isolated pursuit, and it's not couched or framed within systems thinking. And so it doesn't endure. It has no sustainability. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that teachers even use to express that this too shall pass, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's that waited out game that teachers and educators have learned to utilize because of the revolving nature of a lot of these initiatives and programs. So until we change the system to actually have the enabling conditions, the structures and process that will support everybody and have the structures that will allow these things to continue, even as leaders change, as the students change, as the teachers change, then we're going to kind of get stuck on that hamster wheel of innovative programs and practices.
So we know that systems are not dependent on any one individual, but on the system itself. And I bring that up because this week we began a process with 53 individuals called Designing Systems at Work, Wednesday evening and Thursday all day long, looking at what should the profile of a Wayne learner be. And I say that because our target date is December 15th, which is our last board meeting, my last board meeting here in the MSD of Wayne Township. But that's not when Designing Systems Work will finish here in Wayne Township. Then we move on to something else. Can you talk a little bit about what that looks like, maybe over a five-year period? What do districts do that it continually have this focus on designing systems that work in the process that you're taking us through?
Well, the interesting thing is that what comes next is most determined by the context of the district in which the change is happening. So what comes out of this very first phase is going to shape what comes next. So we're going to have a profile of a Wayne learner, but that's just the beginning. That's just telling us what our aspiration is collectively, how we're going to then create the system and the conditions within that system and the structures to make that happen is something that we're going to have to learn how to do here in Wayne. And so NCE has some different pathways that can lead us there. But again, those are going to have to be carefully and deliberately thought about and selected by the people here in Wayne.
Exciting times ahead, for sure.
It sure is.
Just a reminder, this comprehensive approach that we are talking about today, NISL, NCE, through NCE, Designing Systems at Work, TEL, all is made possible through the generous Lilly Endowment Grant that we received in Phase 2. Couldn't be more thankful for them and for allowing us to be able to do this work. Our guest today, residential faculty and National Institute for School Leadership and National Center on Education and the Economy, Yvonne DiMattia. Thank you so much for joining us, Yvonne.
Thank you for having me.
Well, be sure to complete our Safe Schools training by August the 31st. You should have received an email from Vector Training, that's just around the corner, that outlines the steps to complete your safety training requirements. Also coming up next Wednesday, we have our annual Host Mentor Celebration. Almost 1,000 individuals will be in our classrooms working with third and fourth graders, helping them to become better readers. That will be kicking off at the Founders Lounge at the Girls Schools Girl Scouts Center at Camp Delwood. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. But before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and our vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.